September 12, 1926. The bond of the soul with the divine will is an eternal bond. The humanity of our Lord possesses the kingdom of the divine will, so much so, that his whole life was dependent upon it. To form the kingdom of the divine will in the soul is to transmit to her what the humanity of Jesus possesses. While it seems that my always lovable Jesus comes back and I believe I will lose him no more, all of a sudden he escapes me like a flash, and I remain without him, without the one who forms the life of my poor existence, with the harsh nail of my delirium for the return of the one who makes the sun rise in my poor soul. But while I was raving for his return and I feared he might have left me, all of a sudden he came back and told me, "My daughter, don't you want to convince yourself that I cannot leave you? If your union with me were bound, formed, sealed on a basis other than my will, you could fear. But since it is bound, written, signed on the eternal basis of my will, what is eternal is not subject to mutations. On the contrary, your whole being, your desires, your affections and even your inmost fibers are bound with eternal bonds, and my will flows in them to constitute itself their life and form them with the divine and eternal substance it possesses. Can eternity ever be split? Can a God ever change? Can a supreme being ever separate from his will? All this is inseparable, indivisible. In the same way, everything that my will unites enters into the divine order and becomes inseparable from me. So, how can I leave you? If it were not so, everything that my will has done in you, its crafting, its foundation, its very manifestations, would be a game, something superficial, a way of speaking, not a reality. Therefore, remove these thoughts that I might leave you, because it is not something that my will produces or that belongs to it. My will is firmness and indissoluble bond. It seems unseemly for one who possesses my will's life to occupy herself with anything else. Rather, you should remain firm on how to expand the boundaries of its kingdom, so that it may triumph, it may be formed in you, and you may transmit it to the poor generations which are now wriggling about and forming the current of the chasms into which they will be swept. But the chastisements also are necessary. This will serve to prepare the ground so that the kingdom of the Supreme Fiat may form in the midst of the human family. So, many lives, which will be an obstacle to the triumph of my kingdom, will disappear from the face of the earth, and therefore many chastisements of destruction will take place. Others will be formed by creatures themselves to destroy one another. However, this must not worry you. Rather, pray that everything may take place for the triumph of the kingdom of the Supreme Fiat. Having said this, he disappeared. So I became occupied with doing my usual round in the Supreme Will. Its light made everything present to me, both what it has done in creation and what it has done in redemption. The Divine Will, be located in each act it is in them, awaited a little visit of mine to each of its acts, be it even a passing visit there where it reigned and dominated as queen, to have its little daughter as its company. Oh, how it enjoyed my little visit in each of its acts, my little I love you, my meager adoration, my gratitude, my thank you, my subjection. And since its acts are innumerable, I never finished reaching them all. Then, as we reach the acts of redemption, my sweet Jesus made himself seen as a little child, but so little that he could be enclosed within my breast. How beautiful, pretty, charming he was, to see him so little, strolling, sitting, placing himself on his throne of majesty in my little soul, administering to me his life, his breath, his acts, so that I might take everything from him. But while I could see him within me as a little child, at the same time he also came crucified. The tension of his members was such that one could count all his bones and nerves, one by one. Now, while the little child was enclosed in my breast, the crucified Jesus laid himself within all of my members, leaving not a particle of me which was not possessed by his adorable person. I could feel his life more than my own. Then, After I remained in this position for some time with Jesus, he told me, "My daughter, my humanity possesses the kingdom of my will, so much so that my whole life was dependent upon it. And by being dependent on it, I had the intelligence of the supreme volition, its gaze, its breath, its operating, its steps, its motion and eternal heartbeat. In this way I formed the kingdom of the supreme fiat, its life and its goods, in my humanity." Do you see, then, what it means to form its kingdom in you? I must transmit to you what my humanity possesses, which will administer to you its thought, its gaze, its breath and everything I possess for the formation of it. See how much I love this kingdom. I place my whole life, my pains, my death at its disposal, as its foundation, guard, defense, support. I will leave out nothing of myself which will not serve to maintain the triumph and the absolute dominion of my will in full vigor. Therefore, do not be surprised if you see the different stages of my age and of my works being as though repeated in you, and you see me now as a child, now young, now crucified. This is the kingdom of my will present in you, and my whole life lines up inside and outside of you as guard and defense of my kingdom. Therefore, be attentive, and when some fear assails you, think that you are not alone, but that you have my whole life as help to form this kingdom of mine within you. And continue your flight, constantly, in the unity of the supreme light of the divine will. It is there that I await you, to give you my surprises in return, to give you my lessons.